Programs dedicated to the well-being of California's youngest residents are facing major cuts. That's because a ban on the sale of flavored tobacco products sharply lowered revenue that's supposed to fund First 5 California and the early childhood services it supports. KQED's Daisy Nguyen explains.
For 25 years, a state tobacco tax has funded programs like home visits for new parents and developmental screenings for babies and toddlers. Avo Magdessian leads the First 5 Association of California. He said the agency knew people would smoke less over time and planned for a steady decline in funding, but it did not expect the steep drop from the flavored tobacco ban.
Unfortunately, one of the unintended consequences was that the cost of that public health policy is being borne by First 5s and the young children that we serve.
He said already in some counties, First 5 trimmed funding for mental health services and transitional housing for families. The agency is asking lawmakers for $100 million to keep programs like these intact. Jennifer Kelleher-Cloyd is executive director of First 5 Santa Clara County. She says less funding may force the closure of some resource centers for families.
They can connect with other families, connect to services, pick up diapers, receive a parenting class, get some support. If we have to close a number of those, that will mean that there will inevitably be some communities that are left without a resource center.
She says that would also unwind the years of work put into building the county support system for kids under 5. For the California Report, I'm Daisy Nguyen.